petrified of silence. Here, can you handle this? Did you think about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die? Or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse, a soul to take the whole much deeper. And I have no concept of time other than it is dying. If only I could kill the killer. And all I really want is some peace, man, a place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a wavelength. Oh, 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 oh. And all I really want is some comfort, a way to get my hands untied. And all I really want is some justice. Oh, 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 oh.
All right, kicking it off with Alanis Morissette from Jagged Little Pill. Love that song. There's so many songs on that album that you just know, know. I don't mean know. I mean that you actually know. Want to thank Mixtape, kicking it off on this Monday on Grow Radio. And next up, we've got the Beach Boys with Ego.
Come on, like
Well, in case you couldn't figure out that one, that was A Message to You, Rudy by The Specials. And before that, we heard The Beach Boys off of Pet Sounds. I didn't say the full title, but it was Hang On to Your Ego. And next up, we've got Billy Bragg with The Milkman of Human Kindness off of Back to Basics. Listen to GrowRadio.org. That was Billy Bragg, and next up we're going to hear from Nico, These Days, off the Royal Tenenbaum soundtrack, and obviously some other soundtracks as well.
Rambling. too much gambling these days. These days, these days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another highway. I had a lover. I don't think I risk another these days. The life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so long. La 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 la. I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them.
One of these days, I'm gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. And I'm gonna try to thank them all for the good times together. Though so apart, we've grown. One of these days, I'm gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. One of these days, one of these days, one of these days, you know, won't be long. One of these days, One of these days, one of these days. Down in L.A., all the way to Nashville, New York City, to my Canadian prairie home. My friends are scattered like leaves from an old maple. Some are weak, some are strong. One of these days, I'm gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. One of these days, one of these days, one of these days, and it won't be long,
it won't be long,
it won't be long. One of these days, one of these days, one of these days, and it won't be long,
it won't be long,
it won't be long. One of these days, one of these days, and it won't be long,
won't be long, won't be long.
All right, well, that was Neil Young with One of These Days. And next up, I was kind of leading you in softly to the concept of sequels, with These Days and Nico, and then One of These Days with Neil Young. Next up, I've got Harry Chapin, and I'm going to play two songs from him. Just been hearing, for some reason, people randomly saying Harry Chapin to me all week, so I thought it'd be kind of cool to play these two songs. I myself have only heard these back-to-back once on the radio in my entire life, so I just thought it'd be a cool thing to play. I'm going to play Taxi, and then the song Sequel, and maybe some of you know it, or maybe you know the song Taxi. He wrote actually in 1972, and then 8 years later he wrote the song, or the song came out, Sequel. And it's kind of an interesting story on both sides, kind of the story and then literally the sequel. So I love that he actually called it that. So here it is, it's Harry Chapin, starting off with Taxi.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said, 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? Said, how are you, soul. Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember you. It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off to find the sky. Whoa, I've got something inside me to drive the princess blind. There's a wild in me, illuminating my mind. Oh, I've got something inside me, not what my life's about, 'cause I've been letting my outside tide me over till my time runs out. Much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together, but I knew it'd never be arranged. Then she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let her go. I stashed the bill in my shirt. And she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know. But we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off for the sky. And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned. So here she's acting happy
inside her handsome home. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I got into town a little early, had 8 hours to kill before the show. First I thought about heading up north of the bay, then I knew where I had to go. I thought about taking a limousine, or at least a fancy car, but I ended up taking a taxi, 'cause that's how I got this far. You see, 10 years ago it was the front seat, driving stoned and feeling no pain. Now here I am straight and sitting in the back, hitting 16 Parkside Lane. The driveway was the same as I remembered, and a butler came and answered the door. He just shook his head when I asked for her and said she doesn't live here anymore. But he offered to give me the address that they were forwarding her letters to. I just took it and returned to the cabbie and said, I got one more fare for you. And so we rolled back into the city, up to a five-story old brownstone. I rang the bell, it had her name on the mailbox. The buzzer said somebody's home. On her face as she opened the door was like an old joke told by a friend. It'd taken 10 more years, but she'd found her smile, and I watched the corners start to bend. And she said, how are you, Harry? Haven't we played this scene before? I said, it's so good to see you, Sue. Had to play it out just once more. Play it out just once more. She said, I've heard you flying high on my radio. I answered, it's not all it seems. That's when she laughed and she said, it's better sometimes to touch our dreams. That's when I asked her, where was that actress? She said that was somebody else. And then I asked her why she looked so happy now. She said, I finally like myself. At last I like myself. So we talked all through that afternoon, talking about where we'd been. We talked of the tiny difference between ending and starting to begin. We talked 'cause talking tells you things like what you really are thinking about. But sometimes you can't find what you're feeling till all the words run out. Concert. She said, no, I work at night. I said, we've gotten too damn good at leaving, Sue. She said, Harry,
you're right. Don't ask me if I made love to her or which one of us started to cry. Don't ask me why she wouldn't take the money that I left. If I answered it all, I'd lie. So I thought about her as I sang that night, and of how the circle keeps rolling around, how I act as I'm facing the footlights, and how she's flying with both feet on the ground. I guess it's a sequel to our story from the journey between heaven and hell, with half the time thinking of what might have been and half thinking just as well. I guess only time will tell.
Oh. Crackers with that cheese, but I love it. That was Harry Chapin, first with Taxi and then with Sequel. And I had no idea how to follow that up, so I'm going with the Bee Gees, Night Fever. So do a little disco in your living room. You're listening to GrowRadio.org.
Yeah. My woman's gone, my rent's overdue, and I'm hungry. And they fixin' to throw my butt in jail. Bad luck, shadow. You made me lose my happy home. You low down black shadow, oh, you made me lose my happy home. My car's broke down, my credit's bad, and I'm raggedy. And I can't even get my poor dog a bone.
Bad Luck Shadow by Johnny Otis. And you're listening to GrowRadio.org. And next up, first time I've played, I'm actually on the Singers and Songwriters show. It's wrong that it's the first time, but glad to be playing him, probably more in the future. Mr. Bobby Dylan.
If you see her, say hello. She might be in Tangier. She left here last early spring. Is living there, I hear. Say for me that I'm all right. Though things get kind of slow, she might think that I've forgotten her. Don't tell her it isn't so. We had a falling out, like lovers often will. And to think of how she left that night, it still brings me a chill. And though our separation, it pierced me to the heart, she still lives inside of me. we've never been apart. If you get close to her, kiss her once for me. Always have respected her for doing what she did and getting free. Oh, whatever makes her happy, I won't stand in the way. Oh, the bitter taste still lingers on from the night I tried to make her stay. I see a lot of people as I make their rounds, and I hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. And I've never gotten used to it. I've just learned to turn it off. Or else I'm getting stalled. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by heart, they all went by so fast. If she's passing back this way, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time. Thank you.
Singing that song, Linda Ronstadt, Love is a Rose. She didn't write it, but she is singing it. Last song for today on Singer-Songwriters, we've got Fleetwood Mac with Warm Ways. And next up is Ironing with the Sum of Your Life. So you are listening to GrowRadio.org. Hope you're having a lovely Monday. And all that.
Minimum effort, minimum risk, minimum effort, minimum risk.
The sum
minimum
of your
effort.
Life is mediocrity.
Minimum risk, minimum effort.
That's just human
minimum
nature.
Risk. Minimum effort, minimum risk, minimum
the
effort.
The sum of your life
minimum
is
risk.
Mediocrity.
Minimum effort, minimum risk, minimum
the
effort.
The sum of your
minimum
life
risk.
Is mediocrity.
Minimum effort, minimum risk.
That's just
minimum
human
effort.
Nature.
Minimum risk, minimum effort.
That's just
minimum
human
risk.
Nature.
Minimum effort.
The
minimum
sum
risk.
Of your life is
minimum
mediocrity.
Effort. Minimum risk. Minimum effort, minimum risk, and minimum accomplishment.